Hi, welcome to the White Hot Magazine Art World Podcast. My name is Summer Browning, and I'm the guest host for this episode. I'm a poet, and I write about art, and I host Art Horse, an occasional audio essay about art. In this episode, I talk about Dawood Bey Elegy, an installation of the artist's photography and video work on view at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond. The installation is curated by Valerie Cassell Oliver, and it closes on February 25th. I hope you enjoy the essay, but most importantly, I hope you make it to this great show. Thank you for listening. My child keeps complaining that he's getting ads for Dawood Bey's show Elegy at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts while he's watching YouTube. I don't know what it feels like to be watching a video by Drew Dernil, his favorite geography YouTuber. Say the one about what would happen if ancient Rome colonized North America, and then have it interrupted with an ad for Elegy. Maybe it's discombobulating. The ad is short, 15 seconds maybe. A camera glides smoothly through thick summer trees. A scene from Bey's video, 350,000, one of two you see in Elegy. Or maybe it's the ad where the camera glides smoothly behind museum visitors as they look at Bey's large gelatin silver prints of thick summer trees from his series called Stony the Road. If it's the ad with a 350,000 clip, the ad is quiet. Well, it's American South summertime quiet, which is actually a kind of noise. A humid, layered sound of cicadas and Carolina wrens calling to each other. The summer trees are close together, large, scraggly, minding everyone's business but their own. These trees are new to my child, since we only recently moved to Virginia from his native Colorado 6 months ago. How thick they are here. How the woods teem with life here. How when you go outside here, the sky is occluded. There's no horizon line. The only reason you know you're looking up is because it feels different in your body. Your neck stretches, your upper back tightens, but the view is the same. Trees, leaves, branches. When you look to the right, to the left, in front of you, above you, space is different here. To be in the woods, the camera hints in the ad, is kind of like being inside nature rather than outside in it. Elegy is one of the most amazing things I've seen in a long time. It's an experience, one in which you move through several rooms, holding 42 silver gelatin prints and two videos. An experience of time slowing that Bey manifests through the images, which really are just manipulations of darkness and light. An experience of time slowing that he manifests with movement, your own bodies, and with sound and quiet. He slows time enough for you to enter a meditation, to enter an elegy. That's it. That's what it is. You enter a poem. You move through the show as if through a poem, as if through a memory, as if through prayer, as if through a lamentation and grief. We can't call anything good immersive anymore because that word's been destroyed by capital. So I'll say, Bey created a situation in which you transcend the inputs and outputs of reality. You know that moment when you're meditating, when you kind of come to, a part of your brain jerks awake, then you feel the chair and you realize your hands are kind of cold. The experience of Elegy is that infinity right before you come to. There are 100 things I'd like to say about this installation, and none of them are adequate. So bear with me or don't. The first room holds a series of photographs called Stony the Road. They are large gelatin silver prints of images taken on the Richmond Slave Trail. The wooded path over 350,000 enslaved men, women, and children walked from the holding cell of the ship they arrived in to their future of forced labor and servitude, from one container to another. The photos look like they were taken in summer, thick brush. The trail is overhung with branches, so it becomes a tunnel. In the next room, 350,000 plays. A 10-minute, 10-second, two-channel video, also without color. The camera moves gracefully down the same trail. It's often out of focus, like when sweat is in your eyes, or you're just about to lose consciousness. The light playing through the leaves blurs into sequins and then into smeared bubbles. The camera has you look right and left and up and down, trees, then some water obscured by trees, then some sky streaked with trees, and one bird. I think the only alive thing you see in the whole installation. One bird flies upward in slow motion before you on the path. The installation is desolate of living, but also heavy, dripping, weighty with life. It's an elegy. It's for the living and about the dead. It's about the living and for the dead. It's a place where they both get as close as they can to the other. As with the soundtrack for 350,000, the soundtrack for the second video, Evergreen, is a mix of things. Birds, cicadas, leaves crunching, metallic machine sounds, loud and threatening, horses clopping, human voices. You can make out a few words here and there. I mistake human keening for a machine for a bass line. I hear constant bird song, but remember, I only saw that one bird. The installation as a whole has very few words. It's accompanied by very little wall text. In that, we read some sentences about the settings of the photographs, descriptions of the places, some historical facts, but not many adjectives that I can remember. And no words like pain, no words like atrocity, no words like death. So what shines bright are the words of Toni Morrison, the words of Langston Hughes, the words of James Weldon Johnson that Bay uses to name and inspire each of the three photographic series. Photography is my language. It's the language I've chosen as my way of speaking publicly in the world, says Bay in a video made by the Seattle Art Museum in 2022. You move through the exhibit with your own words, too, of course, with what you know of the history of this country, of the land, with maybe a shoddy education, or maybe with deeply researched thoughts. You move through claustrophobically pining for a wide open sky, or maybe looking down, looking inward, thinking, alone, but fully animated by the long line of people who lived and died to make you. Bay never lets you inside the clapboard shacks of the sugarcane plantation in Louisiana in the photographic series called In This Here Place. He never lets you in any of the buildings the drone surveils in Evergreen, that second video, which incidentally offers the only other color in the show, green, 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 with 100 E's in the middle of it. And eventually, Bay never lets you inside the nice, well-kempt houses in Night Coming Tenderly Black, the final series of photographs. These are dark, nighttime images taken in locations near the end of the Underground Railroad in Ohio, in Cleveland. Pretty, historic, white farmhouses seen through fences or trees, their windows closed, their doors shut to you. The whole of Elegy takes place outdoors, such a total, encompassing outdoors that maybe it becomes a container, a vast building with tree walls, a grass and sugarcane floor, the river a door, the trail a hallway through trees. Have you been to the beach and been pummeled by a wave so hard you went under? You somersaulted, scraped your cheek on the sand, couldn't control any of your movements until what feels like hundreds of pounds of water pressure on all sides of you recedes, and your feet find the bottom, and your head finds the air. What just happened? How did that happen? In this moment, I don't know what it's like to live longer than this, and I don't know what it's like to live any shorter. The last image Bay shows you is the same one that greeted you. It's on the wall just before you enter the very first room. Dark water, dark sky, the horizon line barely dividing up to infinities. Can you get any more vulnerable or unprotected or open or haunting than this image? And you're left here. Disoriented, without landmarks, without an anchor, without land, without stability, footing. Are you on the shore? Are you in the water? It's an image of no place, an image of placelessness. It's Lake Erie, an expanse of water so large it might as well be another Atlantic Ocean. This exhibit is great. Thank you for making it, Dawood Bay. I'll think about it for the rest of my life.